myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your
heart. You understand something about me, John. Understand this. You strip away WrestleMania. You strip away the glitz, the glamour, the light. You strip away Hollywood, the movies, the fame. You strip away the catchphrases. You strip away trending worldwide. You strip it all away. Look at me. You strip it all away. At the Rock's core.
What do you got?
At the Rock's core.
You strip it away. What
do
you got?
The Rock is 6'4", 260 pounds, a man that will rip your throat out. At your core, you will always be a little boy who will go down in history always as the Rock's bitch.
We're on the road to WrestleMania, and you're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live. Quick take, running down the week that was.
All right, it's Thursday evening. Smack Talk Radio Live's quick take. Can't do a full episode this week, James.
Time constraints.
That's all right, though. Here we are, Thursday night. And
we got to get something out to the people, don't we?
That's right. Absolutely.
Each and every week, twice a week, Smack Talk Radio Live coming to you.
www.smacktalkradiolive.com, facebook.com/smacktalkradio, or of course, if you're hip to the scene, on Twitter, at SRL Radio.
You can be trendy.
I guess, like James. James, how you doing tonight, man?
Not too bad. A little bit tired. If I yawn at the microphone, I apologize. But I'm here. I'm kicking it. I'm ready to go.
Alrighty. So, of course, the big news this week was The Rock and John Cena on Monday Night Raw, face-to-face in the ring once again.
It's a very, very Cena-Rock-heavy Monday Night Raw.
Yes. But before we get into that, I wanted to bring up the bigger news this week. Hulk Hogan, apparently, is in a sex tape.
Hulk Hogan in a sex tape? Really?
It's reported by TMZ today that apparently a mystery woman is shopping around a video of him and her. This has apparently happened without Hulk Hogan's consent, so he didn't know that he was being videotaped.
Really?
And this is someone other than his wife, who he has been affiliated with for 5 years. So, you know, the question would be, if this video is true and legit, did it happen while he was with his wife, or was this before, and just who is this girl, and how much does it cost to buy the video?
What are they going to call the video, a third leg drop or something?
Interesting, I'm not sure. The jokes are endless on that one.
Oh, man.
Would you look, or would you watch a Hulk Hogan porno, James? You would.
Let's move on.
The hesitation right there.
Don't sit there like you wouldn't.
I would not.
Yeah, right.
If it was one of the divas in the WWE or a female performer or wrestler, I should say, it's a different story. But
you'd be all over it if it was like Roddy Piper or something.
Okay. Wow. All right. Let's get into it. Right away off the bat. Well, first of all, quick take. What quick take is our thoughts on the week that was. We don't have time to do a full episode this week, so this is the second best thing. And, you know, this is, of course, building up to the big WrestleMania weekend, which is going to be taking place in Miami, where you and I will be broadcasting live from WrestleMania itself.
Oh, I'm so excited, man. I'm so stoked for this. I'm telling you, we've got some real big things in the bag coming up here, people. So
yes, and what I was getting to was keep your eyes and ears peeled to SmackTalkRadioLive.com, because there will be a schedule of when we will be broadcasting live posted shortly. And when we have that information for you, we will let you know as soon as possible. So, The Rock, Cena, what are you thinking now, James?
I'm, like I said on Monday, I'm liking John Cena after this whole thing is said and done. I don't know, I didn't really like The Rock's promo videos this Monday on Raw. I felt they were just too goofy and not serious enough. I mean, sure, they were good, don't get me wrong, The Rock's always good at the mic work and cutting the promos, but it wasn't what I really wanted to see out of The Rock, especially after the week previous where it just, he looks so shaken up at the end there after John Cena called him out for the wrist or the notes on his wrist, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't what I wanted to see.
You had mentioned on Monday that you didn't like how The Rock was smiling during his, or just how cheerful he was during his pre-recorded videos where he was at various points around Boston. Mm-hmm. But when they finally had that face-to-face on Monday at the end of the show, would you not say that John Cena was looking a little too smiley and that, positive?
Yeah, you know what? The Rock came out and he was all business, and I did. I liked that. I liked what The Rock said, and we broke it down to the core. He stripped it all away. Well, we could make more Hogan puns here, but we won't.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I did like The Rock's intensity in his promo at the end of Raw there. I didn't like how John Cena was just kind of smirking it off, smiling it off, looking at the crowd and stuff like that. I don't know. I felt that kind of took away from it a little bit. I would have liked to have seen them both be intense and kind of do the nose-to-nose thing.
So maybe. Even though what you didn't like about The Rock the week before, John Cena did this Monday, but you're still taking John Cena over The Rock
taking John Cena over The Rock. To me, he just came out this week looking better again. Just, I don't know, based on what he cut after The Rock left the ring.
Ugh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The Rock did look better this week than he did last week, but I'm still thinking at the end of the day, John Cena's looking better.
Oh, I completely disagree with you. I just feel like
See, I like this.
I know. This match has become more than just a main event match at WrestleMania. I mean, there's so much to this match. And you think John Cena did better this week? I think The Rock did better this week. The truth of the matter is, I think the public in general, or the WWE universe as you want to call it, I think they're split down the middle. And that is such a beautiful thing heading into WrestleMania.
And I think that's kind of a little bit by design.
Of course.
Right, and you were mentioning that The Rock is maybe holding back a little bit to kind of let John Cena come up to that level so they have that that 50-50 dichotomy. And I think maybe you're a little bit right on that.
I think without question he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But before we get into that, because this will tie into it, I wanted to ask you, what are you really liking about this program so far? What really attracts you, and what is making this is making this special?
What makes this special for me is that there is a reasonable doubt. Or you don't know if the beef between these guys is legitimate or not. That's, I guess, what I'm mm-hmm. trying to get at here. And that always makes for an interesting match, when you think that these guys have an actual legitimate beef for each other, but you've got that kind of question, yes. Do they or do they not, right? Yeah. I don't know. That just, to me, is making the whole program interesting as a whole.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I really love about this program is just, first of all, they have split the crowd down the middle at this point, and I can't even believe that this is happening, because heading into this program before The Rock made his debut to come back to start his program heading into WrestleMania, everyone was saying that Rock is gonna blow John Cena away, he's gonna get booed out of the building in Miami, and now in a matter of 3 weeks they have convinced everyone to think differently, or at least half the crowd to think differently.
Don't for one second think that John Cena is not going to get booed out of the building in Miami.
Trust me, I think you're going to have a lot more John Cena fans in Miami than you think.
I don't think so. I think he's going to...
Well, you're going to be one of them.
It's going to be... I know. I'm going to be of the minority, though. Trust me.
Well, you may be in the minority, but the fact of the matter is that you're going to have that, you know, Rocky chant, and then you're going to have the Cena chant.
Oh, Rock's going to be so over, man. Come on. Come on, man.
I still think they've done a pretty damn good job making people think twice. In fact, I've just asked some personal friends, you know, what they think about the program, and most of them are saying John Cena.
Sure, no, fair enough. But I'm just saying, when in Miami, it's going to be so pro-Rock, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm scared there might even be a riot if Cena goes over.
Oh, it's very possible. The other thing I really enjoy about this program is how just the very simple things have managed to throw this whole program into disarray. For example, you have, this comment about the notes on the wrist. That wasn't even really the main comment of that exchange that those two had. That was just something thrown in subtly that had major implications when it was said. But it was just so subtle and so simple that it managed to make everyone think that, wow, maybe these two guys really do have beef with each other.
And that's, again, that goes back to why I really like the program, is because there's that reasonable doubt that these guys are not working together.
And the other thing, like in terms of this Monday when these two were in the ring together, just how when The Rock was talking and Cena would try and cut him off, or he started to talk over him, and then The Rock wouldn't let him
exactly. And
continue to talk over Cena. Like, those, that's such a small thing that makes you really think. It
makes you really think that these guys actually hate each other. And you know what? If you go into a professional wrestling match where, yes, there is a fixed outcome, but you think the guys really hate each other, I don't know, to me, that just adds that extra level of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's not something stupid that WWE creative has written where it's a run-in on a match, or, you know, it's not something, you can tell that it's not something that the creative team has probably come up with for these guys. If it was, if this stuff was done on purpose, and I think it was, it's something that Cena and The Rock had come to each other about, and they probably agreed upon with each other. And then, you know, they might have run it by Vince or whoever, and they mm-hmm. say, yeah. But I think those guys are the ones that came up with these ideas, and I just think that those little things are making this whole main event program really, really spectacular.
So you do think that the notes on the wrist thing was talked about beforehand?
I definitely think so.
See, that's, I gotta disagree with you there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, how can you disagree with me? Oh my God.
I don't get that. But because, like, if Cena's not supposed to, like, if that wasn't planned and Cena's not supposed to say that, he definitely wouldn't have followed up with actually writing something on his wrist this week.
Why not?
Because there would have been serious conversations in the back after last week's Raw.
Oh, come on, man. You really think that John Cena is going to be reprimanded for doing something like that? Or even talked to for doing something like that? No.
I think so.
No, I don't think
so at all. If someone did that to John Cena? Okay. If someone did that to John Cena, you're telling me, and John Cena had no prior knowledge to it, you're telling me that that person wouldn't go into the back and hear a mouthful?
That's different, though.
How?
You've got one half of your main event for your biggest show that they've been building up for an entire year.
Just because it's the main event.
Just because he pulls something off the cuff, you think they're going to reprimand him for that and be like, don't do that, you made The Rock look bad, bad boy, and they're going to slap his wrist or something?
Just because this is the main event of WrestleMania doesn't mean that you can go out there and say whatever you want. Like, there are still guidelines you have to
obviously
follow.
Obviously, there's still limits, but I mean, you can go out there and you can, why not say something off the cuff to try to throw the other guy off? I mean,
well, we don't see it.
He did that with The Rock.
We don't see it at any. We don't see it at any other point throughout the year. I mean, everything is written to a T on the program. Why all of a sudden are we letting these two just go off the map and do what they want?
Main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, see, that's not selling me. I think this was definitely talked about before. I think years down the road, you will hear about this. And you will also hear that The Rock has held back on purpose to try and even out the crowd, half going for Cena, half going for The Rock.
Wow.
James, whether you want to admit it or not, this is a Team Jacob versus Team Edwards battle. They're trying to split the crowd. That's what this whole thing is about.
No, I do agree with you there, but...
And the other thing I really liked about this Monday is there were no Twitter plugs. And how much more... Just how much more interesting.
The Rock didn't mention Twitter once.
And how much more interesting was the exchange of words when we weren't trying to make the crowd chant something?
Oh, way better.
Oh,
it was just, it was, no, like I just said, The Rock was heads above what he did 2 weeks ago, so.
Now, I have a question for you about this program. We haven't seen any physicality yet between these guys. One thing I really, really liked on Monday was that these two guys, they were exchanging words, and it was so heated, and the tension had been built up so great that if The Rock hadn't left that ring, you almost wanted to see someone get hurt there.
I thought that John Cena was going to get a rock bottom for sure on Monday, but we didn't see it.
And, you know, like, The Rock teased everyone and just, you know, he left a cliffhanger, I should say, and he left the ring. And he let John Cena have the last word. But if he didn't leave that ring, something was going to happen.
Yeah,
and that's just the beauty of what these two are doing. Like, they're building the program to a T, in my opinion. Like, it's exactly how it's supposed to be going.
Oh, I think
right
the
now.
Chemistry between these two is fantastic.
Now, do we see physicality next week on Raw or at all heading into WrestleMania?
I think at some point we'll see physicality because, I mean, you're going to have to. They got to make a build-up video, right, for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a rock bottom thrown here or an attitude adjustment thrown there at
but
some point.
But you could, you could show the rock bottom from last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, I suppose you're right on that one. But I still think there's going to be some sort of physicality to build it up heading in towards WrestleMania.
No,
I don't know about next week because next week we're supposed to have this Rock I don't know, rock concert versus John Cena rap type things. So I don't know if we'll see it next week, but I think the week after that for sure we'll see something of some sort.
Now, will this be the type of physicality where it's just these two in the ring and they do a spot together? Or is it going to be the kind where it's like hold, you know, 10 guys in the ring, security holding both men back, you know, the guy, you know, Briscoe or Patterson, whoever's in the suits, you know, out in the middle of the ring trying to break these guys up?
No, I don't think you'll see that. I think you'll just see like a... like a one or two moves being hit, like a spots.
What would you prefer to see?
I would prefer to see everybody running out and trying to hold them back for sure. That to me would add to it a little bit more.
Well, it would be like a weigh-in at a MMA event.
Exactly. It'd be, I don't know, reminiscent of Austin and Tyson back in 1998, right?
That would be the way to do it, in my opinion.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. Whether we do see that, I don't know. I don't think so, personally. That's just my feeling.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm beginning to wonder if we'll even see any physicality before WrestleMania. I really hope we do, but it's got to be done properly. It can't just be, it can't be something stupid like a rock bottom. I don't want to see just a quick rock bottom and that's it. I want to see legitimate hatred between these guys. And I think having security and the guys in the suits holding everyone back, I think that is a perfect way to do it.
I think something where maybe where you don't even see a rock bottom or you don't even see an attitude adjustment where it's just these two guys rolling around throwing punches at each other trying to make it look as real as possible. Maybe something along those lines where you don't even see a finishing move or any kind of move. It's just rolling around punching each other. So
Well, do you want to move on, or do you want to continue talking about the Rock and Cena?
I think we've talked about Rock and Cena enough, but I think it's pretty cut and dry where each of our positions are on this one.
And this is the thing. Before we move on, I wanted to also bring up the fact that this match, to me, has major implications, much farther beyond just who wins the match. To me, you have John Cena representing... the way wrestling is now.
The new generation.
And then you have The Rock representing the way wrestling used to be and what many would argue the way wrestling still should be.
Wrestling's golden age, they call it, yeah.
So let's just say hypothetically that The Rock actually pulled off the victory, which, believe it or not, The Rock is the underdog heading into into WrestleMania. But if The Rock actually pulled off the victory, do we see a change in direction of how the WWE is run, or... is that looking way too far?
If The Rock actually wins, would we see a change of direction is what your question was?
Like, would the era of Cena be over? And would this whole over-the-top, cheesy acting, PG-rated type show...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it would be as monumental a loss as Cena makes it out to be if he did lose. I honestly don't think he's going to. I think I'd be very shocked if The Rock wins this match, to be honest.
Well, because even if you just go by past history, if you compare this match of Rock and Cena to 10 years ago to Hulk Hogan versus The Rock,
very interesting parallel there.
It's almost exactly the same. I mean, the only difference is, what's funny to me about this is 10 years ago you had Hulk Hogan versus The Rock, everyone was cheering for Hogan and booing The Rock, and now here we are 10 years later and The Rock is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, basically.
And Cena was The Rock 10 years ago, and you have everyone cheering for The Rock and people on the fence about Cena.
So
it's interesting.
Think
about it, though. Hulk Hogan lost to The Rock at WrestleMania 18. It's got to be in the back of everyone's mind that The Rock is putting Cena over at this year's WrestleMania.
So maybe it's like another passing of the torch type match.
And that's what these matches typically are like.
Maybe in 10 years from now, we'll see John Cena passing the torch on to whoever the new young guy is that's really popular.
But back to my original question. I agree. But back to my original question. Like, if The Rock pulls off the upset and actually wins, like, you don't think that we see a change in direction of how the WWE is run? Like, do you think this is, like, I feel like if Cena loses, the era of Cena, to me, has to be taking a step back at some point. You cannot build your company around a guy who lost to The Rock. Because that's what this is, right? This is 364 days a year. It's the John Cena show. If on that 365th day he loses to The Rock, are you still using all 364 days to build your biggest guy in the company?
Yeah, because The Rock's not going to be there the other 364 days, right?
Maybe it's time for someone new.
What, CM Punk maybe?
That's what I'm saying. CM Punk versus The Rock, even.
I'm for that.
I'm just saying maybe this match has much farther... It's in my mind, anyways. Oh, and I would like to believe it to be true that this has the implications of this match could be huge for the future of the WWE.
Oh, this is going to be groundbreaking for the direction that the company goes. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of those like Hogan-Andre matches.
Yeah.
You know, really determines the course of where the company's going to head next.
I would hope.
No, I do see what you're saying there. And yes, I could, I don't know. I don't see them changing the direction per se. I just don't really see The Rock winning at the bottom at the end of the day myself. Because really, what is there that you've gained if The Rock wins this big match?
Okay, well, let me swerve the way you asked that question. You have been saying the last week or so that you are believing you want John Cena to win the match. Who should win the match?
I think John Cena should win the match.
Really?
Yeah, it's to pass the torch on to the next guy.
I know, yeah. But you're
just
you're,
like Hogan,
you're
just
speaking,
like Hogan did to Rock 10 years
you're,
ago.
You're thinking of in terms of the way the industry works. But as a fan, if you were someone who was not doing a radio show, had no knowledge of the industry, who do you want to win the match? Who should win the match?
I'd want The Rock to win the match,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just a very interesting...
It is. It's very
interesting. I'm such a fan of this program so far, and it's just really... they're doing such a really good job of blurring reality from fantasy, and it's done beautifully.
And it's so tough to do that with pro wrestling nowadays.
Oh, it is, especially in the spotlight that these two are in.
Yeah.
But it's the simple things that have worked so far.
And yeah, no, it's exactly. It's that reason, again, going back to a third time, that reasonable doubt is there. That's why I'm loving this program, right?
Let's leave it at that. Let's talk about Shawn Michaels, Triple H, The Undertaker, that triangle of love that has been taking place the last couple weeks.
The huge bombshell that was dropped on Monday just in passing.
Yes.
Did you find that kind of odd? Just like right at the very end of the segment. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm the special referee.
So Shawn Michaels announced as the special referee for the Hell in a Cell between Triple H and The Undertaker. Now, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm kind of thinking it's a bad idea, really. Because did you think this match really needed to have Shawn Michaels as the special guest referee? I thought, honestly, the Hell in a Cell was enough.
I just feel like I said on Monday that by including Shawn Michaels in this match, you're pretty much guaranteeing that he's going to be involved in some sort of way.
Oh, there's no way he's going to call this match down the middle.
No. And I cannot see the Undertaker streak losing as a result of a botched finish. I would think that's a travesty in the making if that happened.
No, they would never do that. That would be the worst booking decision in the history of pro wrestling is to do something like that.
So by announcing this, you have pretty much guaranteed to me that Undertaker walks out 20-0.
See, to me, I agree with you there. But to me, the finish of this match just looks so predictable. I mean, you have Shawn Michaels screwed over Triple H. Undertaker keeps his streak intact, sets up Triple H, Shawn Michaels for next year's WrestleMania, right? It just seems so predictable. So with that in mind, what kind of huge swerve are we going to see? Because you know how the WWE is when something is so predictable.
They go 180 degrees
the opposite direction.
Now, yeah. Or they could go the predictable route.
Kind of like what they did Elimination Chamber, maybe?
I don't like this announcement. I want to see Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, but part of me wants to see him watching. Part of me wants to see Shawn Michaels sitting in Suite 200.
Yeah, I didn't
up there
see
with
him.
His wife watching as a fan.
I didn't want to see him in this referee role. Definitely not. And plus, it kind of takes a little bit of the spotlight away from Undertaker and Triple H. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with me there?
Yeah. So let's just talk about what kind of involvement does he have here. So you know, the obvious choice would be he sets up Triple H to lose, thus culminating in a match at WrestleMania 29 between Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
That's the most predictable route here, but what if he goes the other way, tries to screw The Undertaker, Triple H
wins,
breaks the streak this year at WrestleMania? I don't know. I don't see that happening.
No,
you know?
It doesn't make... It's,
it like, just saying it aloud right now, it doesn't make sense, you know?
And I know. And the other thing is like, does a referee have a huge involvement in a Hell in a Cell match anyways? Like, there's no disqualification.
I think this is the first time we've ever seen a special guest referee in Hell in a Cell. Actually, I can say for sure this is the first time we've ever had a special guest referee in a Hell in a Cell.
Like, are they in the ring? Yeah, they're in
the
ring.
Oh, yeah, they're in the ring because they got to call the pin or submission, right?
Now, if the match gets taken outside or up on the top of the cell,
which a lot of people are thinking is going to happen. But
does HBK follow them up there?
That's a good question, you know? I wouldn't see why not.
Hmm. I don't know.
Maybe he follows the maybe, I don't know, maybe the match exits the ring and they go up top, they climb up the side of the ring. Michaels climbs up with him, and maybe he's, I don't know, involved in a spot with one of them, maybe taking a bump off the top of the ring, mm-hmm. off the top of the cage. I don't know. Do you think you're
going
to see something?
I think someone's going off the top of the cage.
I think it'll be Triple H. If anybody's going off the top of the cage, I don't think you're going to be seeing Undertaker do it. No. That's for sure.
That's called protecting assets.
Yeah. That's called bad for business.
How about Shawn Michaels and Triple H's interaction with each other this Monday on Raw? How'd you like that?
No, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
These two guys, we've seen it time and time again. They work very well together, and it was proven again this week on Raw. I mean,
did you find HBK was taking a bit of a heel role with this exchange?
You know what? That's kind of what I'm thinking we're going to see going forward with this program is Shawn Michaels taking a little bit more of the heel.
Will the crowd buy that?
You know what? Some of them will, some of them won't.
I think if he continues to say the word anywho, then yes, the crowd yeah. will buy him
as
a heel.
That's heel turn for anybody.
Yeah, that was bad. Only Shawn Michaels, though, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he definitely was purposely trying to take the heel role in that. I don't like this announcement. That's really what I want to get at tonight is that it may sound good on paper by having, you know, Triple H and The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels as special guest referee. But in the grand scheme of things, it ruins the match for me.
I didn't want to see Michaels involved in the outcome of this match either. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it kind of lowers the excitement down a notch for me on this one. Don't get me wrong. I'm still really looking forward to this one, but I don't know, it kind of takes away the luster a little bit having Michaels involved in this kind of aspect. Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what other people have to say about that as well. And if you have a comment about that, email us onair@smacktalkradiolive.com. And your comments can enter you into a draw for a chance to win one of these sexy Smack Talk Radio Live hats.
Just, they're stripper magnets.
We've already given one out, and we got a few more to give out. So get those comments in on your thoughts on the road to WrestleMania. Now, James, the final topic for tonight, Chris Jericho pinning CM Punk cleanly this week on Raw.
Yeah, that, I don't know. I was kind of surprised with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really know if I like that or not.
I like it because it does give Jericho a bit of a one-up. I mean, I really enjoyed as soon as he won, he went right to the title and he gave the WWE Championship a hug.
Yeah.
And he just acted like, you know, this is going to be mine soon anyways. And you can have it for now, but it's going to be mine. And I feel like because CM Punk has taken Chris Jericho so lightly in their exchange of words, like I always find that CM Punk is smiling and, you know, he's not really taking Jericho seriously, where in contrast, Jericho, when he's talking, he's like as dead serious as he can get. He's trying to explain to Punk that, look, I am the best in the world at what I do, and I've got the resume to prove it, right? And mm-hmm. you know how CM Punk's just sort of looking there nonchalantly, like, yeah.
Almost smiling it off, kind of like what John Cena mm-hmm. does, you know?
I like the fact that these two finally had, Jericho really did have a one-up on him.
They had to have this mic war on Monday because before Monday, I mean, this program was really just going nowhere especially for the amount of time that they've spent on it, right?
Yeah.
Like to me, I don't know. I feel like they've almost kind of wasted Chris Jericho's talent since he's made his return. I mean, he was...
Well, have they wasted it or has he just not got it anymore?
Oh, I think he's still got it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's still got it. I think it's just creative kind of... I don't know.
Like, are we? Well, then why aren't we seeing it? Like, that really is a good question. If he has it, why aren't we seeing it?
I don't know. Maybe that is part of what is building his heel character is that he's coming out saying he's the best in the world. I'm the best at this. I'm the best at that. But we haven't really seen anything. So maybe, I don't know. That's part of like getting himself heel heat a little bit more, right?
These are two guys that I would, what we were just talking about with Rock and Cena, about just letting them talk about what they want on the mic, giving mm-hmm. them open rein to say what they want. These are two guys that I would like to see do that.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting because you see the Rock and Cena's program, it's built so heavily on mic work. And then you turn and you look at Jericho and CM Punk, and it's built more on matches mm-hmm. and physicality. And maybe, I don't know, I'd kind of like to see a little bit of a switch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between the two, you know, we'll see a little bit more mic work between Jericho and CM Punk, and maybe a little bit more physicality between them.
I would love to see this. Cena. To me, this would really sell the match. And if they do this on the week leading into WrestleMania, that's fine by me. But I would love to see these two guys. I'd love to see the creative say to these two guys, okay, guys, this week you are going to deliver a shoot promo on the other guy. Kind of like what Punk did in Vegas on the WWE as a whole. You let Punk write a promo just ripping Jericho, and you let Jericho write a promo ripping Punk, and you see what happens.
Now, wouldn't you have to have these guys, I guess, I don't know, if they're shoot promos, you wouldn't let the other guy know what's going on, really, would you?
Well, you come up with a structure of how the promo or the exchange would go in the ring.
You got to have them work off each other,
and there would be a finish to the whole exchange of words, obviously. But the actual time when Jericho gets to talk and when Punk gets to talk, let those guys just go at it and see what they come up with. Because really, these two are the best on the mic.
Hands down.
And that's really what would really hammer this program home before WrestleMania.
No, I gotta totally agree with you there. Definitely, I want to see more mic work, and if we can see more of a shoot style, that's even the better, right?
Mm-hmm. Now let's make a little prediction as to what you think might happen with these two on Monday Night Raw next week, I should say.
Oh, next week? Oh, well, we saw a tag match last week. Well, it's like I was saying on Monday. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see Jericho's show. What's it called again? Oh, I keep forgetting what this show is called.
Highlight Reel.
Highlight Reel. Thank you. We'll have an episode of the Highlight Reel. CM Punk's a special guest.
I really think that's probably a pretty good idea.
I think that'd be an intelligent way to move the program forward.
Oh, for sure.
So
again, that just put these two guys in the ring with a microphone
Yeah, exactly. Let them have another mic battle, right? So
anything else you want to talk about with Punk and Jericho?
Last thing I got to ask you is, do you think that Jericho beating Punk the way that he did cleanly, do you think that adds to the program, or do you think that kind of takes away from it?
Like I said before, I think it adds, because I think you got to give Jericho the one up at some point over CM Punk, and this is just a way of doing it. It's not hurting. It doesn't hurt the champion in any way because of the finish. It's not like he dominated the match and pinned him cleanly. This was a legitimate who won that match, because for a second we thought both their shoulders were down, right? And you know, there was that hesitation of whose shoulders were down. So that's fine by me. I like the finish that
I think it definitely adds to the program. And you know what, I just realized that Chris Jericho hasn't actually lost since he's returned.
Well, how many matches really has he had? Not many.
He's won every single match. Think about it. He's won, except for the Elimination Chamber, where he wasn't technically beaten. He was just taken out of the match. He has won every single match that he's been in.
That's not impressive to me, because guess what? The Rock has won every match since he's been back as well. Yes, sir. Yeah, I win.
No, you don't. But you see where I'm going with that, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean...
Hey, it's called creative control when you come back. If I'm coming back and wrestling for you, Vince, at WrestleMania, I want guaranteed victories from here until the big show.
You got it, Hogan.
All right, James. This was Quick Take. Like I said, it's pretty quick tonight. We should probably get out of here.
I think so.
Yeah? You're falling asleep over there.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good, so.
This has become more of an ongoing joke with you and I now. Yeah. All right, this was Smack Talk Radio Live's Quick Take, and next week will be a full episode.
Don't forget, on Monday, we have SRL on a Monday night, and that's basically just our Raw recap show, I guess you could say it. We watch Monday Night Raw, and then as soon as it's over, we hit the studios, turn on the mics, and we go over what we thought, and maybe if you guys send us some comments, we'll go over what you guys thought.
Yes, and that's the next point I was going to make. After Monday Night Raw is over, send us an email on air at smacktalkradiolive.com with your comment. Let us know what you're thinking of the road to WrestleMania, and we will read your thoughts on the air on SRL on a Monday night, because really, we want you to take part and join the conversation.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Corey Callahan.
I'm James McDonald.
This was Smack Talk Radio Live's Quick Take for a Thursday evening.
And we will see you on Monday.